give you the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Call the mountain to move. Jesus said, if to make peace with each other in a single house, they will say to the mountain, move from here, and it will move. Thomas, verse 48. Jesus said, when you make the two into one, you will become children of Adam. And when you say, mountain, move from here, it will move. Thomas, verse 106. Muhammad legend. One day, Muhammad ordered the public to gather here on the designated date, because he would call the mountain over there to under his feet. And when a large number of people gathered around him on that day, Muhammad, as promised, commanded a loud voice to come here to the mountain over there. However, the mountain remained still and did not move. So Muhammad again shouted, come here. But the mountain still did not move. Muhammad was finally forced to issue the same command three times. But the mountain did not even find movement. However, Muhammad was never a whit abashed, but said, if the mountain will not come to me, I will go to the mountain. And he walked toward the mountain briskly. Muhammad seemed to have known through the Jinjiao, luminous religion, Keikyo in Japanese, and the Eastern Christian Church, the teaching of Jesus in the Gospel of Thomas, verse 48 and 106, and also the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. It is self-evident that the mountain does not move. And it was demonstrated by Muhammad in front of the public that if the mountain will not come to Muhammad, Muhammad will go to the mountain, is the essence of Jesus' teaching. According to Professor Hideaki Sumita of the University of Tokyo Center for Middle Eastern Studies, this story is introduced in Francis Bacon's The Essays of Counsels, Civil and Moral, 3rd edition, chapter 12, of Boldness, and is also taken up by Soseki Natsume in his book, Kojin. Mr. Byron Smith, professor of English and chairman of the Department of English at the American University of Beirut, says that the source is unknown in his book, Islam in English Literature. 午後の調べ Inspection after Enlightenment. Unlike the first half of Kojin, where is described I novel-like, a type of Japanese novel depicting the author's private life, development centered on the conflict in a family with the delicate relationship between the main character Jiro and his elder brother Ichiro's wife, and with the anguish of Ichiro, who doubts his wife's chastity. The second half of Kōjin is centered on religious questions and answers between Ichiro and his friend H. Apparently, Sōsaki's own experience of inner conflict during the meditation at Zen temple is reflected. At the Rinzai Zen temple in Japan, Roshi, honorific title for teachers of Zen Buddhism, gives students who have passed a koan, subject which Zen masters give each religious to learn and practice the doctrine of Buddhism, such as one's original faith, intrinsic nature, before his parents were born, and Chao Cho's Wu, a question to test the student to use their enlightenment in practice, such as to bring Mount Fuji with a wick. Such a test is called Gogo no Shirabe, inspection after enlightenment. What does it mean that once you attain the absolute state of heaven, earth and I have the same root, and myriad things and I are one body, proclaimed in Shen Chao's Gada. In light of the teaching of Su Liao Qian, four processes for the liberation of subjectivity and objectivity by Lin Jixian, there should be nothing of difficulty in carrying Mount Fuji on your palm. Sōsaki may have come up with the above-mentioned episode of Muhammad when he was given this application program when he visited Enkaku-ji Temple. By the way, under the temple rule set by the Tokugawa shogunate, a priest of the Rinzai sect had to pass dozens of koans over decades in order to be qualified as an roshi. And each time he passed each koan, this kind of gogo no shirabe was imposed. In another novel, Kofu, Minor, Sōsaki, through the mouth of a young man, the main character of the novel, who is taken by Chozo, a mining recruitment agent and head for the coal mine, recalls perhaps his Sōsaki's own experience of inner conflict during mediation at the Zen temple as follows. Soon, the road will gradually become an uphill. The river will eventually get far. I get out of breath. The unevenness of the mountain pass becomes more and more intense. My ears were screaming. If this is not an elopement, but an excursion, I should have managed to complain for a long time, but it's the first place of self-destruction due to my failed suicide. So, even if it is painful, I cannot go to anyone to complain. Speaking of who the other person is, no one is other than myself. Even if there is someone, I don't have the courage to stick to it. Besides, he is so calm that I am beneath his notice. He walks steadily and does not even speak. There is no room to talk to him. I have no choice but to follow him with Shinryo, earnestly and silently, with screaming my ears. I have remembered the word Shinryo since I was a kid, but this is the first time I realize the meaning of Shinryo. It's funny to say that this is the beginning of enlightenment, but once enlightened, that enlightenment continued for a long and finally reached the climax in the mind. When you reach the extreme point of Shinryo, even the tear that should come out wouldn't come out. It is said that tears are spilling, but it is still safe when tears spill out. Definitely, you can also laugh while tears come out. Hogijak, put down. By the way, Ichiro's wife Nao couldn't get along with her husband, who is devoted to learning, but she could talk harmoniously with his brother Jiro. Ichiro is worried that I am married to a woman who has no spirit or soul, and become suspicious of his wife's chastity. For this reason, Jiro ends up leaving the house and boarding. At the request of Jiro, H advised Ichiro, if you don't like your wife's aloof attitude, why don't you approach her yourself, like Muhammad? Don't just devote yourself to learning. If you throw it out cleanly, it will be easier. But Ichiro replies, then what am I going to make a core of my life? It goes without saying that if it is so difficult for two people to keep peace with each other in the same house, it will be extremely difficult to maintain peace in a multi-ethnic and multi-religious country or in the world. Just like Ichiro, who confided, what I want is a spirit that is not the flesh of a woman, and wonders if he should throw away his career of studying, which is core of his life, in order to get closer to his wife. Muhammad faced a huge enemy with which he had to achieve peace, even if he had to throw away his Islamic identity. And it was intended that Muhammad expressed to the public his determination to return to the original integration, proper, original self, before the separation of Adam and Eve, and before the birth of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. The quintessence of free one mysterious substance. According to Mr. Sasanu Arai, author of the Japanese version of the Gospel of Thomas, the conditional phrase in the first half of verse 14:8 of the Gospel of Thomas remind us of the Gospel of Matthew chapter 18 verse 19. If two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. and its consequent phrase remind us of the later half of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Mountain, move from here. At the verse 106 of the Gospel of Thomas is also parallel to the chapter 17, verse 20 of the Gospel of Matthew. However, the phrase of when you make the two into one strengthens gnosticization rather than verse 48. This is because, as well as to make male and female into a single one, in verse 22 of the Gospel of Thomas, it is seen as a condition for entering the kingdom. And you will become children of Adam, means becoming descendants of androgynous Adam. That is before Eve was separated from Adam, as explained in Gospel of Thomas, verse 46 and 85. However, even if the realization of the original integration through to make the two into one, or to make male and female into a single one, is a condition for entering the kingdom, verse 48 implies that it is extremely difficult to maintain peace in this world, that is a relative world, where Eve has been separated from Adam. Even in ancient Jewish society, the marital quarrel seems to have occurred frequently. Then some Pharisees asked, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason? Jesus replied, haven't you read that? At the beginning, the Creator made them male and female for this reason. A man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh, so they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Matthew chapter 19, verse 3 to 6. But Jesus also said, I have come to impose conflicts upon the earth, fire, sword, war. Thomas, verse 16, Matthew, chapter 10, verse 34 to 36, Luke, chapter 12, verse 51 to 53. Apparently, the doctrine of 3-1 mysterious substance, raised on the Da Qing Jin Qiao popular Chinese monument, Nestorian steel, seems to have sublated this antinomy by Thomas during his preaching tour of India and China after Jesus' death. To be continued. Difference. The Gospel of Thomas, verse 22. Jesus saw some babies nothing. He said to his followers, these nothing babies are like those who enter the kingdom. They said to him, then, shall we enter the kingdom as babies? Jesus said to them, when you make the two into one, and when you make the inner like the outer, and the outer like the inner, and the upper like the lower, And when you make male and female into a single one, so that the male will not be male, nor the female be female. When you make eyes in place of an eye, a hand in place of a hand, a foot in place of a foot, an image in place of an image, then you will enter the kingdom. The Gospel of Thomas, verse 46. Jesus said, from Adam to John the Baptist, among those born of women, no one is so much greater than John the Baptist, that his eyes shouldn't be averted. But I have said that whoever among you becomes a child will recognize the Father's kingdom and will become greater than John. The Gospel of Thomas, verse 85. Jesus said, Adam came from great power and great wealth, but he was not worthy of you. For had he been worthy, he wouldn't have tasted death.